fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Good morning, and welcome to Fitter Happier. So, today on Fitter Happier, we're going to be, you know, we've got some guests. We've got a few guests. So in WA, as many as 1 in 5 people are estimated to have a disability. And with International Day of People with Disabilities coming up on the 3rd of December, it's a good opportunity to talk about what that means. People with disability are a part of our broader community, but they and their carers often face unique challenges in accessing healthcare. With us today, we have Stephanie Coates and Jocelyn Francisis, who co-lead the Disability Health Network at the Department of Health. Welcome, Steph and Jocelyn. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Pam. Good to be here.
I'm so glad. Yeah, are you there, Jocelyn?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, not a problem. So, Steph, can you tell us a bit about how you got involved in this space?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Pam. I've worked as an occupational therapist for more than 25 years, primarily in hospitals and rehabilitation with people with newly acquired disabilities. And I've been on quite a few disability access and inclusion committees, always trying to improve access and equity and inclusion. And I was on the MACD, which is the Ministerial Advisory Council for Disability, a few years ago. A role as a co-lead of the Disability Health Network came up and it really appealed to me. The aim of improving health outcomes for people with disability, it's really important work and I'm really lucky to share the role with Joss. I have to say, I find it hard to keep up with her. She's an absolute dynamo.
And Jocelyn, how did you find yourself here? What was your pathway to this role?
Similar to Steph, I also studied OT or occupational therapy. However, for me, I think it was experience of spinal cord injury through an accident that really elevated my interest to work further within the disability space. I think it's just the combination of having a background in health and that coupled with lived experience, which driven my desire to make a change at systems level for people with disability. And again, it's been enjoyable working with Steph because I think we both bring our own unique lens to the Disability Health Network and, just always looking for, ways together to improve health outcomes for, people with disability.
Amazing. So, Steph, this year's state theme in WA for International Day of People with a Disability is Leading the Change. What does this mean to you?
I think North Metropolitan Health Service, they're really leading the change by collaborating with us to put on a large event to celebrate International Day of People with Disability. We've chosen to focus on supported decision making, and that is something that often health staff grapple with. If you are looking after a person with an intellectual disability, for example, you might think they don't have the capacity to make that decision. You're often faced with big decisions when you're in hospital. But if you think about it, we all need support to make big decisions. I know that if I had to decide whether to opt to have surgery on my throat, for example, or go conservative options, I'd take the time to call all my doctor friends, I'd ask my family, I'd ask my trusted network for their opinions. It's no different really for a person with an intellectual disability. The question is not, can they make the decision? It's what support do they need to make the decision? Who is their trusted network? So with our event, we hope to lead change in this space.
And Jocelyn, why is it so important to talk about people with disability and their needs? So why are we leading this change?
That's a good question. I think as a society, we all have a long way to go, really, to ensure people with disability have the same rights, access and health outcomes as other people in the community. I think people with disability on a whole experience poorer health outcomes than the general population. And again, as a society, we have a commitment to be inclusive of and to look after our most vulnerable community members. And people with a disability, some people with a disability fall within that, especially people with complex and profound disabilities. They're more susceptible to neglect and abuse. And really, adding to that, I think it's important to promote within a conversation the value and highlight the value of people with disability and what they provide, whether that be through work or society, socially. I think that really adds to, you know, the tapestry of life that we have, and I think that should be recognised and celebrated as a whole. Yeah,
absolutely. And obviously, with International Day of People with Disability, there'll be some celebrations. So, Steph, I understand WA Health has an event coming up on the 30th of November?
Yeah, that's right. So it's next Wednesday. International Day is actually on the Saturday, but we thought we wanted to have as many people there as possible, so we brought our event forward to have it on the Wednesday, the 30th of November. It's at the Harry Perkins Research Building at Sir Charles Gairdner Hospital at 12 noon. It's a free event. We do ask people to register via our Eventbrite link. If you go to health.wa.gov.au and type in International Day of People with Disability, or actually if you type in Disability Health Network, you'll be able to find details of that. There's a lot happening at the event. North Metro launching their new DAIP, which is a Disability Access and Inclusion Plan. We've got the launch of a Health Staff with Disability Network. We've got a keynote speaker, Dr. Piers Gooding, who's going to talk about supported decision making in a healthcare setting. And we have a panel who will be drilling down on that topic. And the panel has people, we've got people with lived experience as well as health staff and people who've lived, who've worked in the disability sector for many years. We're really excited about it. We think it's going to be really informative and no doubt thought-provoking. The other big thing that's happening next Wednesday is the Disability Health Network is also launching the hospital stay guidelines.
Jocelyn, these hospital stay guidelines, can you tell us a bit more about them?
Absolutely. So the guidelines that, as Steph mentioned, soon to be launched, and it's a three-part guide that aims to improve the hospital experience and health outcomes for people with disability. The guide provides recommendations and practical tools for health staff, disability service providers and people with disability and their supports to help facilitate information exchange across the disability health interface. So really the guidelines discuss several ways that a person can with a disability can have more say in their healthcare. It gets them and people that support them to consider their health choices and needs and how they can share that information to have better health outcomes. And it aims to bring together health staff, community supports, GPs and disability service providers through more streamlined ways of connecting them. So I guess we all need time to think about our health choices and preferences. So if you are a person or support a person who wants to think about that and plan for their health decisions, we encourage you to check out the guidelines, which will be launched at the event on 30th of November.
Absolutely. That's fantastic and important that it's happening, for sure. And especially exciting that it's happening around around the celebration as well. There's celebrating people with a disability and celebrating their access changing, their access improving. So where can we find out more information, not only about the hospital stay guidelines, but about this event?
Yeah, as Steph mentioned, another pathway is through the Disability Health Network website, and you can find information on International Day that'll take you to the event itself, which is online. And also, I encourage, people out there that are considering wanting to have an International Day of People with Disability event and, host their own, to check out idpwd.com.au. That's idpwd.com.au, because it's happening all around the world, this celebration. So so we encourage people to celebrate our community.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jocelyn and Steph.
Thanks for having us. No problem.
That was Stephanie Coates and Jocelyn Francisis, who co-lead the Disability Health Network at the Department of Health. If you came in halfway through that chat or you want to catch it again, absolutely head to rtrfm.com.au and jump on the On the Record tab. You'll be able to restream it there. But you'll also be able to find out a little bit more if you head to, like they said, International Day of People with Disability website, idpwd.com.au, or the Disability Health Network website, which you can find at health.wa.gov.